Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and it is New Music Friday. We're looking at the best albums out on February 15th, starting with Chaka Khan's Hello Happiness. Chaka Khan is the singer. Her new album is Hello Happiness. And for this week's New Music Friday, I'm joined by Lauren Onkey. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Robin. Hello, hey. Happiness. We're going to just call you Happiness now on Fridays, Robin.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And wow, what a phenomenal record from Chaka Khan, her first in 12 years.
Yeah, there's two ways you can get at this record, I think. You can talk about the fact that Chaka Khan's been making incredible music since the mid-70s with Rufus and then on her own. She's never left the dance floor. Her records are always still out there. She's never stopped performing. And here she is at 65 with a fabulous new album, first in a long time. Or you can just dance to this record. It's a dance record all the way through, but you hear every sliver of her career across all the songs, the funk, the dance music, the strength of her pipes, which are good enough that she could sing at Aretha Franklin's funeral last year. And so it's all there laid out.
You mentioned being able to hear every sliver, and one thing you can also hear every sliver of is just every note, every beat, every bass line.
Yeah.
This is a very spare record in a lot of different ways. It's only 7 songs, and like each song, you can hear the air in the mix.
Let's hear another cut from the record. This one's called Too Hot. Steve and I would never have thought to call this minimalist until after you said that. Now listening to this, I hear the spareness in that, especially that opening. Some great bass lines on this.
Everything's allowed to pop.
And you hear what she was doing with Rufus in the 70s, but not in any retro way at all, but that spirit behind You Got the Love and Tell Me Something Good, that rock funk mix that her voice was so perfect for. And her voice still sounds fantastic. It's really exciting to think about where she might head after this record comes out.
Great to have her back. Chaka Khan, the record is Hello Happiness. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
All right, from Chaka Khan, let's go to something completely different. This is the singer known as Rai X. His new record is called Unfurl.
Okay, bye.
Oh,
Rye X is the artist. His new record is called Unfurl, and this song is Untold. This is the musical project of Rye Cumming. He is a singer from Australia. His previous record in 2016 was called Dawn, and that was on my top 10 list for that year. And this one could be this year.
This record is marvelous. I mean, you remember when Bon Iver cut a single with James Blake?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, that's Rye X.
Yeah.
You know, kind of that combination of that swoony falsetto with the glitchy beats attached and also real emotion. I remember when you wrote about his last record and you described it as like your headphone album of the year. I mean, he makes headphone music. He makes this very immersive and swoony and sweeping music that can be really entrancing.
His songs open up so beautifully, you know, and I keep thinking of blooming flowers. And he has said that he actually intentionally called the album Unfurl as a nod to sort of all the beauty in the world and how it can slowly reveal itself to us over time if we're willing to listen. The artist is Rye X. His record is Unfurl. Let's go now to Jan Tiersen and his new album, All. Jan Tiersen is the artist. This record is All, and this gorgeous song is called Pell, P-E-L-L. He's a French composer and musician who sings on this song and much of the record in a Celtic language called Breton. His music sort of straddles a lot of different worlds. What's he doing on this one?
Well, if you look at the whole of Jan Tiersen's career, he sometimes resisted the term composer, that his music just happens to kind of map over, like, for example, a lot of film music.
Right.
Early in his career, he became known as the composer who did the music in Amelie. But he didn't compose that music for the film. They just took tracks from his first three albums and stitched them into a score that is one of the most famous movie scores of the last 25 years. You listen to this record, it's got a little bit of a spacier feel to it.
The whole album is largely about our connections with nature and or how we're very often disconnected from nature. And he has all these little ambient sounds woven into the songs that just floor me. And like there's the laughter of children.
Right.
He wrote the song Pell, in fact, for his son.
It's gorgeous, this record.
And that record is called All from Jan Tiersen. We still have a few more albums to highlight on this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
The U.S. and Iran have been at odds for a long time, and we tend to think it all started with the Iranian Revolution in 1979. But that's not the whole story.
This week on Throughline, we'll take you back to 4 days in 1953 that changed the U.S.-Iran relationship forever. Throughline, where we go back in time
to understand the present.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and I'm here with Stephen Thompson. We are looking at some of the best albums out on February 15th. We start the second half of our show off with the band Sir Baby Girl and the album Crush on Me.
Making off into the night, flirting with her is like cold nights be made.
Sir Baby Girl is the artist. This album is called Crush on Me. The song is Flirting with Her. We had to get some guitar noise on this week's show. And Sir Baby Girl, a relatively new artist. Who is Sir Baby Girl?
Well, Sir Baby Girl is a singer named Kelsey Hogue, kind of a theater kid who's grown up into an increasingly larger-than-life persona. Part of what I really love about this project is she knows exactly who she is and she knows exactly what she wants to say with her music. This album, Crush on Me, is a kind of concept album about self-destructive urges, and it's designed to acknowledge those and break through them. And what really jumped out at me reading about her and listening to this record is this is the kind of music that comes out of the gate with a reason to exist and something to say. And so many of the ideas behind the record are tied into her persona and her identity. She identifies as non-binary and bisexual, uses she, her pronouns, but that queerness is really woven into these songs in a way that I think really connects.
Yeah, it's an album that refuses to be any one thing. Like, as I was listening to it, at one point I thought, well, it's okay, it's bubblegum pop. But then it would suddenly take a turn towards something more like punk, or I'd think, oh, it's garage rock, and then it'd be more like 80s synth pop. It really traverses a lot of sonic territory. The album Crush on Me from Sir Baby Girl. Let's go to the singer J.S. Ondara and his new album, Tales of America. J.S. Ondara is the singer. His new album is called Tales of America, and this song is Days of Insanity. This is the singer Bob Boylan first introduced me to last fall on All Songs Considered, and now the record is finally out. Remind us who J.S. Ondara is, and then we can dig a bit more into what he's doing on this record.
Well, J.S. Ondara has a fascinating backstory. He grew up in Nairobi, Kenya, with limited means, did not have access to instruments, but he did have access to a lot of 90s alternative rock. He eventually relocated to Minneapolis, which he will tell you is colder than Kenya, and eventually got his hands on a guitar and a keyboard, which allowed him to teach himself how to play music. He was inspired to quit school the day after he saw his first concert by a singer-songwriter named Noah Gunderson, and decided to pursue music full-time, and has been embraced, certainly by the public radio world. The Current in Minneapolis has done a lot for his career. And he's got that sweet, soaring voice. The name that kind of kept coming up for me is David Gray.
Yeah, I can hear that.
That sandy quality to it. He's got a big range that I think he's still fully learning to master. I'm not necessarily as into his falsetto that he sometimes kicks into late in his songs. But man, you can just hear the talent. He's got a very, very engaging, beautiful voice.
And especially for someone from Kenya, he really nails the sort of freewheeling spirit of American acoustic music, you know, like in the spirit of, I kept thinking Paul Simon or Dylan. And not just musically, but lyrically, you know, a lot of the songs are about chasing the classic America dream or finding the heart of America or the American identity.
It ties into his story. I mean, he has this incredible story. He has an immigrant story.
J.S. Ondara is the singer, and the record is Tales of America. We've got one more album that we want to play on this week's show, but first let's do a quick lightning round of some of the other notable releases for February 15th. There's this beautiful record by the ambient artist Johnny Nash out right now. It's called Make a Wilderness, just really beautiful record. The singer Nadi Natasha, a reggaeton artist, her debut album Illuminati is out right now, and if you've not heard of her, the singles that she dropped ahead of this record have been streamed more than a billion times. Nadi Natasha is a singer. There's a great guitar rock record out right now from the artist Betty Who. The album is called Betty. And Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne is back with a new album called Head Above Water that I was really surprised by. A really solid record from Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out on February 15th. You can go a lot of different directions. The Tedeschi Trucks Band, you know, big blues rock band, has a new album called Signs. The synth pop band Ladytron is back with a self-titled record. It's first in 8 years. A singer-songwriter named Hayes Carl, who's a really, really impressive lyricist, has a new album called What It Is. And two very, very different country records worth noting. The Texas singer-songwriter Dale Watson, who plays very kind of vintage, old-time, classic country. His new album is Call Me Lucky. And then you've got all over country radio for years now, Florida Georgia Line. They've got an album called Can't Say I Ain't Country, and Can't Say They Ain't.
All those records are out February 15th, along with our last record that we want to play. It comes from the singer Robert Ellis. His new album is called Texas Piano Man.
There you are, at the end of your line. He'll try and convince you, but you've already made up your mind. Does this look familiar? I bet you're having that same conversation we had that day in the car. Though the scenery's different, it's the same situation. You feel like you're moving, but you never make it that far.
Robert Ellis is the singer. This new record is called Texas Piano Man, a fitting title. This song is called There You Are. And Stephen, I've always thought of him as a country singer. Some of his early work, he even had a real twang to his voice, you know, and this is not that.
He is a really inventive guy, and he has played around with his identity from record to record, and this album, Texas Piano Man, as its title suggests, kind of recasts him as this very stylish troubadour with a sound that is straddling all sorts of eras. You really land a lot in, like, classic 70s singer-songwriter pop and country. I think it was our colleague Lars Gottrich who likened him to a cross between Graham Parsons and Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's something to both sides of that. There's a little bit of a glammy feel, but it's all timeless and really gorgeously sung.
I kept thinking of Harry Nilsson, and I think maybe in part because these songs feel a little subversive to me. I mean, they take on different meanings depending on how earnest you think he's being.
Right.
He sings about lost love and loneliness and regret, but I never quite trust him. and I'm not sure entirely why. Maybe it's because there are also songs like I'm Effing Crazy on it, where they are sort of dark but playful at the same time. And I feel like he's trying to sort of subtly disrupt everything.
Well, there's something about performing kind of in almost a costume that you've never worn before that could seem really inauthentic, or it could be a case of somebody who has crafted a persona as something of an unreliable narrator.
Yeah, and then he wears that costume well. In this case, it is an all-white tuxedo that he's wearing on the cover of his album. He said, when he announced this record, he said, "With Texas, people expect a certain thing and they want a certain thing, and I fought that for a long time. I've realized, though, that Texas shouldn't be made a category. I want to redefine to the outside world what it means to be Texan a little bit."
Texas forever.
This record, Texas Piano Man, from Robert Ellis. All right, thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
That'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Remember to tell your friends about the program and check out our New Music Friday playlist on Spotify. Just search for NPR Music in the Spotify app. You can also see a list of what we talked about and hear full versions of these songs on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.